Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Happy Friday to you. It is 10 after the hour. We've got, first of all, before we get into top three stories, bad weather. Bad weather. We've been talking about it all day on our news team of thunderstorms all day today and tomorrow. So much so that Santa Rosa Island Authority is closing the Fort Pickens and everything because of potential flooding that's going on. And there's already flooding on streets throughout downtown Pensacola already. Earlier today I saw it. So it's a 100% chance of rain going on right now, but it's 60 degrees and it'd be 70 over the weekend. And so lots of rain, lots of water until probably about mid next week. All right, top three stories. And then we get into jobs report here. They now have a suspect in the Idaho murders. Finally, they arrested him in the Poconos in Pennsylvania, but apparently he was a student at Washington State University, which is only like 7 or 9 miles away from University of Idaho, which I didn't realize those campuses were that close. That was kind of a surprise. When I saw this, I was like, really? I didn't realize they were that close to each other. So obviously they both must be right next to the border, the Idaho-Washington border, but yeah, I didn't realize they were that close. President Trump blasting Democrats in the Supreme Court after the release of his tax returns. And Southwest Airlines is back to normal. Only about 43 flights canceled today out of 150 that have been canceled total in the United States. So they're still accounting for nearly a third of the flights canceled, but it's only 43 now, not 2,600 and blah, 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 right? All right, those are your top three stories. Jobs report for you, as we do every Friday. And it looks like so last week was a bad jobs report. If you recall, we had a pretty big jump in both unemployment claims and continued unemployment claims, particularly went up high. This week, we did have a little bit of an increase in new filings for unemployment. It went up to, was an increase nationwide of 23,146 new filings this week compared to the previous week. However, here in the state of Florida, we dropped our new filings down to 1,325. So we're down to 4,344 total, which is more normal. It's like pre-Hurricane Ian levels. Like, we've been high since Hurricane Ian. That's getting closer to normal levels. Now, what about continued unemployment? Continued unemployment is when, you know, people were already on unemployment. Are they still on unemployment? When we see this number go down, that usually means people are getting a job, which is good. And that number goes up, it means a lot of more people are not able to find a job. And it means the unemployment rate is probably going to go up. We've seen a fluctuation where it's like 1 week it goes up really high. Next week it goes down. Next week it goes high. Next week it goes down. We're back in the down again. But it's not going down as far as what it initially went up like last week. So I don't know. At this point in time, I'm thinking it'll be interesting to see what happens, but this is supposed to be the seasonal unemployment era where you end up getting unemployment drop because people are getting temporary jobs. Yet we're seeing the continued unemployment numbers not really dropping that much. So it's a little bit of a concern. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. That is your jobs report. I want to hit on this story here as we look back at 2022. The American Enterprise Institute released their list of President Biden's best and worst things in 2022. So let's go through President Biden's best things that he did in 2022. Number 10, he acted to prevent a crippling national rail strike. That's true. Number 9, he's sending B-52s to Australia to counter China. Yeah, that's good. He launched a full court press against China's semiconductor industry. I don't know about that. President Biden, Trump started that with the sanctions that he put on China. and things. But okay. Number seven, he signed the first bipartisan gun legislation in decades. Yeah, I don't know if that was a positive, but okay. He secured extradition of the terrorist charged with the bombing of Pan Am Flight 103. Well, that's true. That's a good one. He kept Iran's IRGC on the U.S. list of foreign terrorist organizations. Yeah, that's good. Number four, he won support for Finland and Sweden to join NATO. Yeah, I think that was a good one, too. And number three, he killed Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri. Yeah. Number two, he declared the United States will defend Taiwan. Yeah, that was a good one, too. And the number one thing that Biden did, according to the American Enterprise Institute, he saved Ukraine. Wait, what? He saved Ukraine? Okay. Let's look at the worst things that he did in 2022. Number one, he slow-rolled military aid to Ukraine. Okay, so the best thing he did was saved Ukraine. Worst thing he did is slow-rolled military aid to Ukraine out of fear of provoking Putin. Okie dokie. Number two, he made the worst border crisis in U.S. history even worse. Number three, he signed into law Inflation Reduction Act, which will not reduce inflation. Number four, he failed to avenge the Kabul airport bombing. Number five, in an unconstitutional power grab, he concealed up to $1 trillion in student loans. Number six, he begged foreign despots to produce more oil while weakening domestic oil production. Number seven, his administration discharged thousands of troops for refusing COVID-19 vaccination. Number eight, he and his party urged Republicans to reject extremists while promoting them in GOP primaries. Number nine, he called Georgia's election law Jim Crow 2.0. And number 10, he presided over a plethora of disasters. Those are the 10 best and worst things Joe Biden did in 2022, according to the American Enterprise Institute. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
I-10 and I-110, no accidents to report throughout Pensacola. I-10 is moving nicely throughout Pensacola and all the way into Mobile. Nothing to slow you down. Highway 90 on 9 Mile Road, Scenic Highway, Cervantes, and Mobile Highway checking and clear, as well as Pine Forest, Blue Angel, and Gulf Beach. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. One other thing that happened, I would put it under the bad category personally, is under the Biden administration in 2022, and you could take this with 2021 and 2022. Senator Rand Paul actually brought this one up. He tweeted out, Democrats controlled the House, the Senate, and the White House and couldn't get cannabis reform bills passed. I would go much further and end the federal war on the plant entirely, but at least let legal businesses operate as legal businesses. So this is pertaining to the Safe Banking Act. We brought this up last week that the Senate failed to pass the Safe Banking Act, and therefore it will not happen, at least during this Congress. Well, the reality of it is under a Republican-led Congress, it has even less chance of passing. What the Safe Banking Act would do is it would make it easier for state-licensed marijuana businesses to basically open up bank accounts and access other financial services. If you have a CBD-based business, marijuana-based business, medical marijuana, whatever it might be, there are tons of financial restrictions on them. Like, you can't, like, if they wanted you to transfer money through PayPal, you can't do it. Venmo can't do it. Square App can't do it. There's a lot of, basically, your point-to-point, like credit card, like you're going to run somebody's credit card, they have to go through these special ones that end up charging even higher fees than like your normal credit card charging, because technically they are running an illegal business, because on the federal level, marijuana is still illegal. And so the Safe Banking Act would basically remove the barriers against them and penalties against banks that serve them and things like that. And so that anybody who runs a state-run legal marijuana business would be able to open up any bank account, be able to use regular point-to-point transaction software and things like that. But they didn't even pass that. So, that was another I'd say a failure of 2022. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. I got a texture says, number one, the best thing of Joe Biden is being a meme factory by doing anything. And there is that too. He is a meme factory. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Stick around. Coming up tomorrow night for the New Year's Eve concert, you got the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra doing a New Year's Eve concert. Conductor Peter Rubart is going to have music from Broadway's biggest hits like Wicked, West Side Story, and Les Miserables. So it's going to be at the Singer Theater tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, the big New Year's Eve concert from the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra. You can get details and tickets on our website, newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news, I'm Joe Ford. Police confirming an arrest has been made in the brutal murders of four Idaho college students. Moscow, Idaho Police Chief James Fry identified 28-year-old suspect Brian Koberger, confirming he was under arrest. Actually made an initial appearance in Pennsylvania where he was arrested. An extradition hearing is set for Tuesday where he could opt to waive extradition or head back to Idaho. And only then, Bobby, will they release the affidavit detailing kind of what led to the arrest. I know there was probably a lot of frustration in the news conference earlier today because, quite frankly, they just weren't going to answer any questions that had to do with the case. And you understand that. A U.S. Air Force aircraft is said to have needed to take evasive maneuvers after a close call with a Chinese fighter jet that happened during routine operations over the South China Sea. The U.S. calls the incident a concerning trend of intercept practices by China's military. Southwest Airlines says it's eager to return to a state of normalcy after some minimal disruptions. They're classifying it as today. I believe as of 12:30, there was around 40, 45 or so flights canceled, with the majority of those being Southwest, but obviously a lot different story today than it has been so far this week. Dr. Anthony Fauci is retiring this weekend, as Saturday will be his last day as a federal employee. And folks are expected to pack Times Square tomorrow to see performers like Chelsea Cutler and J-Ho before they watch the nearly 12,000-pound colorful crystal ball making its way down the pole to usher in 2023. It's the first time since COVID that there will be no restrictions this time in New York City for the New Year's Eve celebration. Are you a big New Year's Eve Times Square party watcher on New Year's Eve, Bobby?
I don't know. Sometimes I watch it, sometimes not. So I guess not big if I don't. Yeah, no. In fact, I don't even know if I'm going to stay up till midnight this year. I'm getting old.
Well, the big thing for me was like no longer living on the East Coast. So, I mean, we still got an hour to go when they're.
That's true.
You know, when they release the ball and everything. But I watched it as a kid with Dick Clark, you know, when he was still doing.
Yeah, I think when I was younger, I was more into watching the ball drop. Yeah. In my 20s, and then after the 20s, it was just like, no. I mean, then I had kids and stuff, and then there's other things going on. So, Grace, you looked like you were extremely offended that I wasn't planning on staying up till midnight.
I guess it's because it's New Year's Eve. I guess it's because I'm in my 20s, so I'm looking forward to tomorrow night.
Okay. Yeah, I don't – because at some point, I don't know. It used to be like a big deal, got to wait till midnight. And I don't know what happened. Sometime in the kid rearing years, I just was like, I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Here's probably what it was. Between the kid rearing years and for 8 years, I did early morning radio like Andrew McKay. And so I was just used to going to bed at 8 o'clock and 8:30 in the morning. That way I could wake up at 3:30 every day. And so I think when New Year's Eve came around, it was like, I still have to go to bed at 8:30. I'll stay up till 9:30. I'll push it. I'll stay up till 9:30 or 10, but I got to get to bed. So I think that's probably what did it more than even raising the kids. So let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roads are checking in clear with I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays. Davis Highway, East Olive Road, 9 Mile University, all checking in nicely, as well as Highway 90 throughout Pace and Milton. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. This traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, coming up here next, let's talk about CNN. They had a tumultuous 2022. Remember they came out with CNN Plus, much touted, and they shuttered it after 1 month? So we'll talk about the future of CNN for 2023 coming up here next on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Hey, if you're in the military and you need to sell your house, you need to call Christina Leavenworth with Rinky Realty. She is a military specialist, meaning she knows the ins and outs of being in the military and what it takes to sell your house for the most money. She also understands the amount of stress involved. Her and her team go above and beyond to make this process as easy as possible. She even offers a free deep cleaning service for all of her military clients. Now, she's become a military specialist in selling houses because she's already helped hundreds of military families buy and sell their homes in the area. So she's somebody who also values the truth. She's someone you can trust, and she knows what you're going through. So if you're PCSing or know somebody that is, call Christina Leavenworth and get insider tips like transferring that 3% mortgage you have. Tips that you can only get from deep experience in the field like Christina Leavenworth has. Give her a call at 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158. If you're in the military or making a move or you know somebody who is, call Christina Leavenworth at Rinky Realty at 850-723-9158. Questions loom at CNN after a difficult year. 2022 was tough for CNN. They've seen their ratings not really doing that well anyway. Then they had this much touted CNN Plus service where they even poached a guy from Fox News over. And, you know, they're pushing it. And then 1 month after they launched it, they shuttered it, which ended up costing hundreds of jobs. They've had like three rounds of layoffs at CNN. And there's a new guy at the helm, Chris Licht. And a lot of the people aren't really sure they like the direction he's going in. He's trying to make CNN a little bit more centrist. And for doing that, he's been blasted for basically cozying up to conservatives and to Republicans too much. To which his response was that, where did it go? The uninformed vitriol, especially from the left, has been stunning. Which proves my point. So much of what passes for news is name-calling, half-truths, and desperation. And he's hoping to change that with CNN. I can't believe it, but there's actually discussion that CNN might go away in 2023. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I was just talking about CNN, and man, 2023, there's talk that if they're not able to get things turned around, that CNN might go away, at least on air. Like maybe they'll be around, but they'll maybe just go online only. Maybe join something like HBO Max. And just be part of that system or something. And it's just like, really? That's it's hard to believe that CNN could actually just disappear, right? Go away. Because they were just a staple for so long and in the news. And so it's just bizarre. Well, anyway, text her here. Frankly, I thought CNN disappeared years ago. Well, maybe the CNN that we knew like 10 years ago, that's definitely been gone for a while. It's not the same CNN, that's for sure. But they are, I think the new president, I think he's got a good vision for CNN. But I think they've already got enough people ingrained in CNN, like in the network, who liked their left-leaning, Trump-bashing agenda that they had, that they're not willing to, get on board with it. So I don't know. I don't think they have the right personnel to do what he's wanting to do with the network, to be honest. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, you can give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Got a text here. The best news anchor on CNN was Robin Mead. Actually, to be honest, I thought Anderson Cooper was a great news anchor. I thought Anderson Cooper did a great job for years and years and years and years. And it was when that other president came in and he really tried to make them like MSNBC light, then he basically was like, hey, Anderson, you can start doing more opinion stuff and blah, blah, blah. And then it kind of ruined Anderson. He was a good news guy. And when they turned him into a personality, it kind of ruined what he was. So they had some good news people in the past, not personality people. And when they tried to go personality news, that's where they went downhill, in my opinion. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Top three stories here for you. The big story of the day is that a suspect has finally been arrested in connection with the Idaho college killings. And he was found in Pennsylvania, even though apparently he was attending school at Washington State University, just 7 to 9 miles away from the killings. Trump blasting Democrats in the Supreme Court after the House went ahead and released his tax returns. And Southwest Airlines is back to normal, at least for the most part. They don't have as many cancellations. They only had about 43 cancellations thus far today, according to FlightAware. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your sports hit.
All right. There is a bunch of college football games on today. But first, before we get to that, NBA on NBA TV tonight, 6:30. Then late game will be at 9 o'clock. Portland Trail Blazers. Oh, wait, sorry. 6:30 is the Lakers against the Atlanta Hawks. And then the late game is Portland Trail Blazers against the Golden State Warriors. All right, now college football. Earlier today, Pitt upset number 18 UCLA, 37-35, ended up being a close game there at the very end. Maryland upset number 23 NC State, 16-12. And then right now on ESPN in the fourth quarter, Notre Dame is ranked 21. They're leading number 19 South Carolina, 38-31. So they just have a touchdown lead against South Carolina with 12 and a half minutes left in the game. That game's on ESPN. Barstool Sports has University of Ohio playing Wyoming. Wyoming leads that one 17-11. It's in the third quarter. Then at 7 o'clock tonight, big game on ESPN. Number 6 Tennessee plays number 7 Clemson. So you can check that one out. And, of course, tomorrow is the big national football playoffs, college football playoffs, beginning at 3 o'clock on ESPN. You got number 3 TCU against number 2 Michigan. And then about 7 o'clock on ESPN will be number 4 Ohio State playing Georgia. NCAA men's basketball. Clemson beat NC State earlier today. Number 14 Miami beat Notre Dame. Pitt upset number 25 UNC. And right now Michigan State is beating the University of Buffalo 39-27. Coming up at 9 o'clock on ESPN2 is USC against the University of Washington. Then in sports news real quick, Cristiano Ronaldo signed a big deal with Saudi Arabian club. We knew it was coming. Finally did the deal. Jalen Hurts is doubtful for the Eagles this week. He might come back in week 18. The Ravens are going to start quarterback Huntley as Lamar Jackson is going to miss his fourth straight game due to injury. Aaron Judge has been named AP Men's Athlete of the Year after setting the home run mark. And the Bucs quarterback Blaine Gabbert saved 4 people from a sunken helicopter after an emergency landing. He was in Tampa Bay on jet skis with his brothers when the helicopter went down. And so they rode up on their jet skis and were able to help rescue those individuals. So pretty cool story right there. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, let's get traffic on the fives.
This traffic report is sponsored by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Our roads are checking in clear with I-10, I-110, not showing any delays. Pine Forest, Blue Angel, and Gulf Beach also looking good, and posted speeds on our bridges. 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge looking good, as well as the rest of 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre, not showing any delays. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. Again, this report is sponsored by Mothers Against Drunk Driving for victims of drunk and drug driving. Your grief is unique, but you are not alone. You always have a place at MAD. Call the 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MADD-HELP or visit madmadd.org. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. A couple other sports stories here for you real quick. First of all, I forgot to give the score update of the Nashville Predators against Anaheim. It's the end of the second period. Nashville's leading 3-1. Then later tonight at 6:30 on ESPN Plus, Florida Panthers are taking on Carolina Hurricanes. Then the Chargers have activated Bosa for the first game since September. And in a bit of a twist, the Arizona Cardinals have decided to sit Colt McCoy out of, quote, an abundance of caution after he experienced some concussion symptoms following Thursday's practice. So they're going to start David Blah. Well, here's the thing. Because he's going to start on Sunday for the Cardinals, he will be the NFL's 64th starting quarterback this year. What? Yeah. This is... So Jared Stidman of the Vegas Raiders became the 63rd starter. Or will become the 63rd starter. Blah will become the 64th starter of the season. That sets a new record for a non-strike year. 64 starting quarterbacks this year. That is, wow. That's a lot. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Make it through. So looking back at 2022, here are the top 10 most important stories in state government here in the state of Florida. Number 10, the Stop Woke Act. Remember last year, Governor DeSantis called on legislators to give a way to stop schools from teaching woke doctrine. So they passed that and ended up getting blocked. It's had all kinds of legal battles going on in there. The case is currently being appealed. Andrew Warren's suspension. This is the Hillsborough County State Attorney. He basically said he would refuse to enforce any abortion laws. So Governor DeSantis suspended him. Migrant flights. Oh, yes. Governor DeSantis sending migrants to Martha's Vineyard. That became a big story. Number 7 was transgender care. So the story here is that, one is there was a report that transgender adults didn't have very good access to health care. It was very limited. Then there was another report that came out about that. Well, then State Surgeon General, Joseph Ladapo, advised against gender-affirming care, including social transitioning to minors. That became a huge ordeal. It was talking about blocking that. And remember, Governor DeSantis said in a debate that, look, we don't allow kids to get tattoos under the age of 21. Why would we allow them to have gender-reaffirming surgery? Election police. Remember, we got a new law enforcement unit in the state of Florida this year that basically monitors the elections. And then number 5, redistricting, of course, is a big story. Property insurance. We had a special session to address property insurance claims so that we got that package passed in December. Number 3, big stories. We're covering the top stories in the state of Florida for 2022. Number 3, Hurricane Ian. Yeah, big story, obviously, there. Number 2, parental rights. This is another one, kind of like the Stop Woke Act. This is a bill that passed that, remember, they called it the Don't Say Gay Bill. But come on, it's not. That's what the opponents call it. What it was is the Parental Rights in Action Bill. And so that got a nationwide attention. It created a big rift between Governor DeSantis and Disney and much more. So, and then the number one thing here, abortion. Roe v. Wade being struck down, and then that therefore abortion rights reverted to any state laws at that point. So there you go. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Oh, thank you very much. Age for tattoos in Florida is 18, not 21. I stand corrected. I must have said something wrong. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up next. Quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom, plus top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. And then we'll get into Bobby's brain teases and much more right here on News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620 or correct me at 850-437-1620. I'm okay with that too. Coming up here in a minute, got your top stories on FoxNews.com. But first, let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Yeah, Bobby, police confirming an arrest made today in the brutal murders of four Idaho college students. Police Chief James Fry identified 28-year-old Brian Koberger as a suspect, confirming he was under arrest, arrested in Pennsylvania. Almost 700 ISIS operatives were killed in Syria and Iraq in 2022, according to U.S. officials. Among those targeted included several senior ISIS members. Former President Trump's tax returns are now public. House Democrats today released his tax records from 2015 to 2020. Brazil will mourn soccer legend Pelé for the next 3 days. He passed away yesterday after a battle with cancer at the age of 82. In Avatar, The Way of Water is now the third highest grossing film in the pandemic era, bringing over $1.1 billion at the worldwide box office. It only trails Spider-Man No Way Home. That was at $1.9 billion, and Top Gun Maverick brought in $1.5 billion.
Yeah, I saw that as well. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Before we get to traffic on the fives, let me try to break down some of the top stories of FoxNews.com real quick, because a lot of them are about the Idaho situation. So top story is criminology grad student charged weeks after Idaho college killings. The sheriff in the press conference earlier today, I noticed this. I don't know if Joe noticed this too. He did not use the words alleged or accused or anything. He said he committed these horrible crimes. He was even asked later by a reporter, are there any other suspects you're looking at? And his answer was, we have the guy who committed these horrible crimes. It was like, oh, dang. All right. So hopefully that is the case. The families of the Idaho victims say that his arrest is not the end of their nightmare, which, no, it's definitely not. And then apparently he was a criminology PhD student at Washington State University. So, I don't know. There are a lot of questions, and a lot of people are waiting for more answers. But apparently because of Idaho law, the details of the arrest are sealed until he meets in front of an Idaho judge. So we have to wait for that. So they're trying to extradite him right now. Once they extradite him, then he'll go in front of a judge, and then they can start giving us details about how they found this guy, what tips they had, and things like that. Then let's see here. Some of the other top stories of FoxNews.com. Actually, first let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic report is brought to you by Whitetail Properties Real Estate. Major highways I-10 and I-110 checking in clear, not showing any delays. Highway 90 throughout Milton and Pace looking good, as well as Chemukla Highway, Woodbine Road all looking good, and 29 north and southbound lanes also looking good. See something else, just give me a call at 850-2626-111. Again, this traffic report is brought to you by Whitetail Properties Real Estate, specializing in hunting and recreational properties. Make sure to visit Todd Edwards, an experienced land specialist, at whitetailproperties.com. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, some of the top stories on FoxNews.com. Gabby Petito, back in the news. Her parents are basically making a big allegation against Brian Laundrie's mom. They're saying that there's a letter that Brian Laundrie's mom wrote to Brian Laundrie asking him if he needed to borrow a shovel. Now, the Laundrie family is saying that letter was written before they even went to to their trip out west. And so it has nothing to do with, you know, helping him cover up the thing and stuff like this. I we've talked about this before. I get it that they're hurt and they're looking for answers, but them constantly attacking the parents of Brian Laundrie, I just don't see it as being any benefit. I mean, it just doesn't do any good, but they're constantly it's like in their minds, they feel like Brian Laundrie didn't act on his own, that he was assisted by his own parents. And I do think there is some evidence that they may not have assisted him with anything, but they might have obstructed the manhunt a little bit. Which obviously still ended up with him dead, but there you go. And then finally, a disease that has been eradicated in the United States has now returned. Dozens of children in the Northeast are in the hospital due to measles. So that's one of the top stories as well. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Those are your top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
Stephen King, the author, sells the rights to some of his short stories for only a buck. He does it so that film students can use them to make movies. He calls them his dollar babies. Scientists had to rename nearly 30 genes after Microsoft Excel kept converting the names of these genes into dates. Oh my goodness. If Elon Musk lost 99.9% of his wealth today, he would still have $139 million in the bank. Wow. That's a lot. Movie theater popcorn costs more than a filet mignon per ounce, at least in the United States. Yeah. And then let's see here. One other one here. People with imposter syndrome tend to be more competent at their jobs than those without it. In other words, if they feel like they're incompetent, then they end up being more productive than those that don't feel incompetent. In 2006, a Coca-Cola employee offered to sell the company's secrets to Pepsi. Pepsi responded by notifying Coca-Cola and the FBI. Oh, good for them. Upstanding. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.